Oh, I'm stepping on some toes this week, guys. On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, I'm stepping on some toes. I'm going to talk about how to avoid pissing people off with your marketing. So I'm going to give you some specifics about the marketing that some of you are probably doing that's pissing people off.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to episode number 33 of the Massive Agent Podcast. My name is Dustin Brome. I'm a realtor in Salt Lake City, Utah with eXp Realty. I'm the founder of Search Salt Lake and Salt Lake Insider. And of course, the one and only Massive Agent Society. That is our very own Facebook ad lead gen system, training platform, support system, all inclusive. And we only allow one agent per market. That part's not inclusive. Everything else is. But one agent per market is able to join the society. Check that out if you want more info at massiveagentsociety.com. And in fact, in our private Facebook group for members only, I just posted about this new ad that I'm trying out with my... So I have a website. It's a KV Core website that I get as an agent with eXp. It's part of the technology that we get. And even though I already have my own site and I already have my own CRM and my own system and everything, I'm trying out the KV Core site because... it's an expensive platform if you pay for it on your own. I'm testing it out, and so I'm running an ad right now for a list of homes with swimming pools, and my hell, I'm getting like 20 cent clicks right now on it. I'm doing a clicks ad, and then I'm going to try it as a lead ad. But the ad itself has a relevant score of 8. It's doing very well, and I posted a screenshot of it in the members-only group. So you guys who are in the group, go try that ad. That ad that I just posted yesterday, it's working very well. Go run it yourself as long as you have... a landing page of listings with swimming pools, you're set. And there's a lot of different websites that can do that. And if you're an eXp agent, your KV Core website can do that very easily, actually. I'm pretty impressed. Anyways, there's a lot to talk about. Lots of stuff's been happening. So you guys are hearing this on Thursday. 2 days ago, Zillow announced that they are buying a mortgage lender. They are buying a mortgage company, Mortgage Lenders of America. Yep, so Zillow is now in the mortgage game. And then also at the same time, they announced that they had to get their broker's license in Arizona. You know, all the sky is falling crap is happening in all the Facebook groups. People are freaking out like, oh my God, not only are realtors going to be out of business next week, but so are lenders. And it's just like, just chill people. Okay. Focus on your shit. Focus on being the best at what you can do. Start building content. Start being the local expert. We've been talking about this for weeks, months. We've been talking about content marketing for months. That is how you protect yourself from Big Z. That's how you protect yourself from Amazon when they decide to get into real estate. Because you know they will. Wouldn't you if you were Amazon? They'd be stupid not to. It's going to happen. So anyways, there's articles everywhere about it. But my take on it, okay, if it means anything, is I don't really care. I think it's great business for Big Z. I think it's smart. They're doing what they should be doing, right? They're expanding. They're growing. They're being strategic and smart and expanding their reach in our industry. That's what they should be doing. They have an obligation to their shareholders, right? So they're only interested in winning. That's what it is. Like, should they not do that? Should we expect them to not be aggressive and not try to grow their business and not try to take over? I wouldn't want to invest in a company like that. So anyways, I'm not worried about it. They're doing what they should be doing. It's not a surprise. Is anybody really surprised by this? I'm not. Okay, today, like I said in the intro, I'm going to be stepping on some toes. I'm going to be, you know, if you're wearing open-toed sandals, you might just walk away bleeding from this one. So I'm going to dive right into it. Hurt some feelings. Hurt some failings. Hope you don't get, hope you're not too sensitive. Hope you're not too sensitive, guys, because you're not going to like it. No, look, if you're doing some of the shit that I'm about to talk about, okay, yes, maybe I'm making fun of you, but I'm doing it because I love you. I'm only making fun of you. I'm only stepping on your toes and hurting your feelings because I love you. Okay, jokes aside, if you don't know what you're doing wrong, how are you ever going to change it? I mean, what guys, some of the marketing shit that I did, like everything that I rail against now, I used to do for the most part, because I didn't know. I didn't have the context of why something shouldn't be done. And not to mention, things that worked 3 and 5 years ago, some of them don't work anymore, right? So things change because as a society, we change what we want and what our expectations are. They change. So our marketing strategies need to change. So if you're still doing certain things and no one ever calls you out on it, how is that good for you? I look at it like this. If I have a booger on my face and I walk through the whole day and nobody tells me about it, I'm going to be freaking pissed. You know, I'm going to be pissed that somebody didn't say, "Hey, Dustin, you have a freaking booger on your face." That's not cool. If you see somebody with a big old leaf of cilantro in their teeth, you just kind of stare at it and be like, tell them. Okay. Do you realize how selfish it is if you don't tell them that they have shit in their teeth or they have a booger on their face? That's selfish because that's you not wanting to get out of your comfort zone to help the other person. You realize that? So if I don't call out certain terrible marketing ideas that I see, that's not helping anybody. Okay. Now those people who are doing this stuff, they can decide to keep doing it. Okay. I'm not making them do anything. I'm just giving some new perspective that hopefully will allow them to change course or improve on what they're doing. Okay. That's the whole goal here. So if I step on your toes, it's not personal. It's just that, you know, I'm calling you out and giving you some new perspective. And you can tell me to screw off. That's fine. But if you understand why I'm saying these things are not cool, then you cannot do them anymore. And what do you know? I bet your business will actually improve. Okay, so the first thing, you have to remember that the consumer, these guys are not real estate insiders. They don't work in our industry. They're not doing the ins and outs of our business every day like we are. So if you have a lot of your Instagram posts or your stories or whatever, and you use a lot of jargon, you use a lot of... Here's something that I see all the time on Instagram, especially when when people share memes from like The Broke Agent or Real Estate Humor or sites like that. Those are for agents. Okay. So when you share those outside of our industry, usually they're making fun of clients. They're making fun of buyers, making fun of sellers. You know, my favorite, which look, guys, this stuff's hilarious, but it's not meant for the consumer. It's meant for us within the industry. So when you share it on your Facebook page to everyone who's not in the industry, you make it seem like we're conceited. You make it seem like we're assholes and that, you know, like, oh, peasants can't buy a house. You know, it seems high and mighty. You seem and tone deaf at the very least, or stupid at the worst. The one that I love is the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. And it's like, no pre-approval, no showing for you, right? Like, I don't show houses to somebody if they don't have a pre-approval either. But you don't, like, that's tone deaf, okay, to share it outside the industry, especially the ones that directly make fun of sellers or buyers. Like, just don't do it. Keep it within the industry, okay? You have to be smart. You have to realize that when you share something like that outside of the intended audience and they have a different perspective, they're not in our business, they might get offended. They might think, oh, this realtor thinks I'm stupid. This realtor looks down on me. And you can understand how they'd think that. I see a lot of people using jargon, like they completely overdo industry jargon. And I think by now, most people, even outside our industry, the consumer, I think they understand that when you say listing, that just means a home that's for sale, right? A few years ago, if you say listing all the time, some people got confused. I don't think that's as much of an issue anymore, but just be careful. Don't overuse the term listing. All right, now here's where this really pisses me off, because I think it pisses our clients off. When I see on Instagram or Facebook or wherever, people sharing photos from closing, okay, where you take a photo with your client when they're signing docs or whatever, and you post it. You have to be careful not to make that so blatantly self-serving. I see way too many agents, they have a sign that's like, sold by Johnny, and they make their clients hold the sign that says, sold by Johnny. That's so self-serving. And what do you think the client feels like? Like, okay, if they're buying their first house, and they're there, it's one of the best days ever. They, you know, they had to overcome a lot to get there, and it's a very exciting day. Okay. And then all of a sudden, rather than just like congratulating them and making it about them, because guys, it's their day. You're going to get paid. Okay. You don't have to make it about you, but so many of us do. We make it about us by saying, hey, let me take a photo of you while you're signing your papers, and here's a sign that says sold by Johnny. Oh, nope, move the sign a little to the right so I can see the logo over there. When you do that, you're a douchebag. Hey, your clients are like, wait, I thought this was my special day. Like, why? So, okay, so obviously you just look at me like I'm your next ad campaign. Like, I'm just here to get you more business. Is that it? And they feel like it's not about them anymore. And I'd say most agents do something along these lines, but they never think about how it's perceived by the other side of it. How is it perceived by somebody who's showing up to buy their first house or to sell their home? And it was it's their day. And then you make it all about you. That's not cool. That hurts our whole profession. Okay. Realtors are very disliked. Just go ahead and Google, what do realtors or whatever it is. Go Google, like, what do people think about realtors? And some of the auto-populating stuff is just, it shows you the perception that people have of us. And speaking of making it all about you at the worst possible time, when you're at closing and you do that, remember, closing a lot of times is the very last interaction that we're going to have with those clients. I mean, aside from, of course you're going to follow up, reach out to them every month or two, quick text, a phone call, an email, stay in touch. Of course, you're going to do that, right? But I'm talking about in person. So if you, on what should be the highlight of the whole process, like the pinnacle of it, okay, it's closing day. Like that's when they should be the happiest and when they love you as their agent the most. So all of a sudden, if you do something that pisses them off or makes them uncomfortable or makes them feel like, oh crap, he's just using me to get a photo so we can get more business. Like, he doesn't really care about me. He just cares about the check. When that happens, what should have been the pinnacle of their love for you, now all of a sudden they don't like you as much. You might even piss them off completely. And then you're never going to get any referral business. They're not going to refer a loved one to you if they personally feel like you just used them. They're not going to put a loved one in that situation too. You have to think about this stuff. Be honest with yourself. When was the last time that you thought about how what you do to market, how it's perceived by the consumer? I bet it's been a while, if at all. And you shouldn't feel guilty about that or anything, but just this is the wake-up call, okay? This episode's the wake-up call for the industry, because I'm sick and freaking tired of this negative perception of realtors, because some of the best human beings that I've ever met in my life and some of my best friends on the planet are all in the real estate industry. They're all realtors or loan officers. And so when the overall perception that the public has of us is negative, that pisses me off. It's like, well, you obviously don't know Shannon. You don't know Bob. You don't know Rory. You don't know Rick. You don't know any of these guys. If you did, you wouldn't think negatively of us, but they don't know. Okay. So we have to be conscious as an industry. Now, lastly, if you follow us on Instagram at Massive Agent, and you really should, like, speaking of wake up calls, if you're not following us on Instagram, what the hell are you doing with your life? Like, you're going off the rails. Go to Instagram right now, search at Massive Agent, and hit follow, you freaking weirdo. Okay, now that that's out of the way and you're not so weird anymore, well, first off, thank you. Second of all, what the hell took you so long? But on Instagram, I did a video the other day about closing gifts and how your closing gift itself could be pissing people off. Here's what I mean by that. If you are giving a closing gift to somebody, again, at the very end of the process, when you should walk away and they should love you forever because you helped them accomplish their goal of getting their first home or selling their home and selling it for more than they thought they could, they should love you forever. Like, that should be it. But if you give them a closing gift that's all of a sudden about you, like a cutting board that's engraved with your logo and your name and your phone number and even your frickin' face, that's a problem. If they receive that and they're like, okay, this is supposed to be a thank you gift for me, but why is his stupid face on it? That's not good. I have a client who just recently got a cutting board that was great. It's a very nice cutting board, and I'm sure they'll use it, okay? But they flip it over, and sure enough, there's a logo, there's a name of a lender. It's like sucking the blood out of your face when you're smiling, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay. I thought this was cool. I thought this was a thank you gift for me. Oh, it's just about them. Oh, their logo's on it. Stop trying to figure out how to brand your closing gift. It's a thank you gift for your client. Guys, you have to be grateful to them. They could have chosen one of thousands of other realtors. Okay? They could have chosen one of thousands of other realtors to work with. They chose you. Okay? You need to be grateful to them. Okay? If you're so freaking high and mighty and so goddamn arrogant that you think that they should be grateful for the chance to work with you, then you need a wake up call. You need a swift kick in the ass is what you need. Genuinely thank your client for choosing you, for allowing you the opportunity to work with them and to get to know them. They could have chosen anybody else, but they chose you. Thank them genuinely and leave it at that. Don't put your business cards in the thank you card. Don't put your logo. Don't brand the closing gift. If you're going to get them a welcome mat or a bottle of wine or a cutting board or an Echo Dot or whatever it is, don't put your goddamn branding on it. Okay? Don't do it. Fight the urge, because when you do, it makes it about you. And if you give a decent gift, okay, and don't just give them a keychain or something stupid. If you give them a gift that is actually useful, actually desirable, something they actually want or will use, you don't have to have your branding on it for them to remember you. Okay, I gave a client an Echo Dot. They're not expensive. They're $50. But I gave him one a year or so ago, and he messaged me the other day. He's like, "Hey man, I'm loving this. This is so cool. Thank you so much. I think about you every time I use it." I was like, "Okay, mission accomplished. My branding's not on it. It's because I gave a gift that he likes." Do you understand what I'm telling you here? Stop making it about you. If you just make your clients happy, they will remember the happiness and they will remember who made them happy. And the last thing I wanted to mention too, and I briefly mentioned it in our last episode with Katie Lance in that interview, which was amazing, by the way. Katie's awesome. She brought a lot of awesome content to you guys. On Instagram, so many agents are just using, they're turning up their PDF open house flyer or their PDF listing flyer and turning it into an image and putting it up on Instagram. That is so lazy, and it looks like shit. Instagram is not for freaking PDFs. You can do better than that. Just take the best photo from the listing and post that. Okay, and then in the caption you can talk about the listing. My God. Some people are just trying to figure out, I swear, and this is a lot of the negative perception that our industry has is well deserved because of crap like this. We try so hard to minimize the effort that it takes to do something. Okay, and do not get me wrong. If you can do something great in a more efficient way, you should do it. But if you don't care as much about the quality and you only care about doing it quick and easily and automating it, then you're going to lose. And it shows in your marketing. You show like, oh, they don't really try. They don't really try. So just be careful of that. Stop putting the flyers on social media. Just don't. Okay. Email them that's it. Just email them. And then if you want to have them in your open house for people to take with them, that's cool. Again, if you were on the other side, if you were a consumer and you happened across a realtor's Instagram profile and all you saw was a bunch of listing, like, you know, really small, hard to read PDFs that they posted as images, wouldn't you just like tune out immediately? You're not going to go through and expand the photo and read it. So they're going to think you're lazy. They're going to think you suck at marketing. And they're going to move on to somebody who doesn't seem like they suck at life. So basically, guys, the moral of the story here, don't suck at life and don't suck at marketing. Okay. All right. On that note, I'm out. See you guys. I hope you guys take that to heart. I hope you know that I'm coming from a place of contribution, even though I'm in your face with it. I'm definitely stepping on toes intentionally. Just know that I don't mean it personally. I want to see you guys get better. I want to see your marketing improve. Because when that happens, your business improves. When your business improves, your personal finances do. Your happiness, your family life, everything does better when you start succeeding more in your job or in your career. So it all filters up from there, or trickle down, whatever you want to call it. Down or up. I don't know which way we're looking. So it goes down or up. All right, guys. So here's something cool. I got a speaking gig that looks like it's going to work out. Since I mentioned last week that I'm going to be speaking for the rest of this year and into next year. So if you guys or your brokerage or your company, or you know someone who's looking for speakers on marketing, on real estate tactics, stuff like that, I'm available. I just want to be honest. I want to travel and meet more people and to spread the word. This podcast is doing a great job of that, but there's something about meeting people in person and being able to answer their direct questions, have a conversation with them that I really like. So that's why I want to do more speaking gigs. So send them my way if you're aware, or put me in touch with somebody who's in charge of scheduling. I'd be happy to do that. And then Massive Agent Minute. You guys on that yet? You guys on the Massive Agent Minute? Listening to our Alexa flash briefing yet? I know most of you guys have an Alexa device, but are you actually utilizing the daily briefings? You should be. So all you have to do to find our 60 to 90 second daily little tidbit of awesomeness called the Massive Agent Minute, on your Alexa app on your phone, click the menu in the upper left, then click on Skills. From there, search Massive Agent and you will find it. It's called the Massive Agent Minute, and then you just have to enable it. Once it's enabled, all you have to do is say, Alexa, play my daily briefing. Bam. And it plays. So do that. That would be awesome. There's a lot of content that I put into the daily briefing because it is 7 days a week. I can, if something comes to my mind really quick that I want to share, rather than waiting for the next podcast episode, I just hurry and record a quick flash briefing and upload it. So you're going to get different content. You're going to get more context. You're going to get some more ideas and strategies and rants and everything 7 days a week. And if you have been listening, please help us out and write a review. You can do that within the Alexa app as well on your phone, or even on amazon.com on your laptop. You can find the skills on there too. You just have to go do it. Go search Massive Agent under Amazon Skills. Alrighty. And before I wrap it up, before I let you guys go off and bandage your toes after all the stepping that just transpired, just one last reminder, the Massive Agent Society that we talked about, we do provide that for free to everyone working with us over at eXp Realty. Our team is expanding quite nicely. We have a nice group of people, and it looks like this next month it's going to be almost doubling. Great times. Great times are being had. A lot of growth happening. But I want everybody who works with us at eXp Realty, who comes to join my team, I want them to have the tools they need to succeed. And so a free lifetime membership to Massive Agent Society is part of that, because I am in the power to do that. And if you want to hear what eXp is all about and see the video that really convinced me, or that gave me enough information to make a decision one way or another, let's put it that way. It gave me enough information to decide one way or another if I was going to go with eXp or not, because it's not for everybody. It's just not. Okay. That's okay. But to see if it is for you, and you don't want to talk to me, you know, we don't have to do a phone conversation unless you want, just go to massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. Click play blah, 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 on the video and sit back and enjoy. That's it. Guys, have an amazing rest of the week. Have an amazing weekend. Go sell some homes. Take care.